The Little League World Series begins tomorrow in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. The Little League has spent the year recovering from a scandal at last year's tournament when a team from the Bronx was forced to forfeit its third-place finish. It turned out that Bronx star pitcher Danny Almonte was too old to play. This month, an anonymous letter to Little League officials again shook the sport and another New York team, this one from Harlem. The letter accused the team of residency violations, but today the team submitted proof that all of their players lived within the league's boundaries, and the league will allow them to play in the Little League World Series. Joining us is Brian Keith Jackson. He's the author of The Queen of Harlem. He joins us from New York. Welcome.
Hello.
Explain what happened here.
Basically, I think this is sometimes what happens when adults sometimes get involved with kids' games. Baseball is America. And when you get in competitive things and certain teams aren't doing as well or expect to do as well, then people dig and they try and find information concerning. And oftentimes minority teams in the last couple of times, and yes, it was founded last time, but this time it seems that it's been proven that these kids all live in the appropriate area. And it's a great day for Harlem, and I think it's a great day for the Little League World Series.
Now, it has occurred to me that one of the issues that's sort of underneath all this is that African-American families are often extended families. Kids may live with grandparents,
yeah.
Aunts. The situation may change from one year to the next. Are we sort of looking at a kind of urban versus rural values? I mean, is that part of the story?
I think you have to understand oftentimes in minority communities, everything is an extended family. Like the person on the street knows your family. They're looking out for you. You can't really get away with anything without someone knowing. So it's exciting to be a part of that community. In the suburbs, yes, there is an opportunity to say, okay, we have a huge backyard, we have a batting net, we have this, we have that. And so you have the possibilities of doing very well. But here, a cousin might need help, or you might have to take in a friend's child, or things like, I mean, I always knew even when busing started, certain athletes got to go to the better school because the school had arranged so that they could do that.
Now, it is true, though, of course, that a lot of teams that did not make it are saying, well, you know, the rules are the rules.
Yeah.
And that certainly was, there were some people in Harlem even who said, thank you to reporters who brought this up. We have to, you know, we have to play this straight.
Right. I do believe that the rules are the rules, but I do believe you have to realize when it comes to children and when it comes to building esteem of children, they are not responsible for their situation. Because they're in an urban environment does not necessarily mean they are not entitled to everything that is afforded to them. This is a team that could not afford supplies. They've worked very hard, and the rules are the rules, but I do believe that when you have a situation, particularly when it comes to economics, that people have to put out their hands to help children.
Now, quickly, do you think we would be reading about this in such great amount if it wasn't for the fact that Danny Almonte had been let go because he had played being too old last year?
I don't think we would be. See, I mean, it's the same thing that's what's going on with CEOs. Every CEO is under scrutiny now because of what some did. So it's always going to be that way, and hopefully in the end we will find out who is the good person and who is the bad person. But everyone cannot be pointed at just because of one incident.
Brian Keith Jackson is the author of The Queen of Harlem. Thank you very much.
Thank you.